My husband leaves early in the morning for work. I kiss him goodbye, pretending to be sleepy, and then bury my head back into the pillow. He thinks I'm going to bed. He has no idea that I have my phone in my hand, waiting, listening for the car to pull out of the driveway. The front door slams, and I spring to my feet and run to the front window. I see him back out into the street and pull away. The second he's out of sight, I text you. You awake? I hold my breath, waiting for you to write back. You don't take long. Yes, you reply. I take a deep breath, and I bite my bottom lip. You alone? I write back, and pace, talking to myself. Please be alone. Please be alone. You finally write back. Yes. Appears on my phone, and I shudder with happiness. I'm feeling butterflies in my stomach, and a twinge between my legs, and it's all I wanted to see. How long were your parents be gone? I reply. All day is your answer, and I bite my lip again. Fuck yes, I say. I immediately take my pajama bottoms off before I start to change. I even ask the next question with confidence I'll get the answer I want. Is it okay if I come over? I text. Absolutely, you answer. And I smile again. You're so eager. So excited every time we talk. It's part of the reason I do this with you. Part of the reason why I seduced you. Part of the reason I gave in to my basest desires and made you mine that day, taking you and never looking back. Great, I reply. Heading over now. I'll be there in 15. I drop the phone and get ready. It's the first time I'll be meeting you at your house, the one you live in with your unsuspecting parents, the ones with no idea that I defile their son every chance I can get. I've met them countless times at functions since we first fucked, and every time I see them, I look into the eye and relish the fact that they have no idea that I know exactly what you look like coming. How good you taste when I kiss your lips and suck your cock. How utterly adorable and savage you are at the same time while between my legs. Fucking me mercilessly while I claw at your back and I scream your name and I come on your big, fat, teenage cock. No one knows. No one except us. No one has any idea how I watched you from behind my desk, squirming at the first moment I saw you. How I'd seek you out in hallways, just to be near you when you went to your next period. And then go into the teacher's lounge, where I'd lock the bathroom door and come on my hand, thinking of you. How one day, in the library, I hiked my skirt up just enough to show you more leg than I ever could show any student. And the bulge in your uniform pants made me gasp. How that Friday, after school, I invited you to my house, and, husband away, greeted you at the door in my shortest skirt, see-through blouse, and the highest heels, and seduced you right there, taking you up to my bedroom to strip you naked so we can give each other the fucking of a lifetime. You fucked my mouth, and then my pussy with your huge, beautiful young dick, and you made me come harder than I have in my life. You, a boy half my age, fuck me better than the man I married ever could. And it's all our little secret. Today, I bring that secret to where you live. The thought makes me wet instantly. I throw on the skimpiest of shirts and the flimsiest little top I have and sprint out the door to my car, barely remembering to even put on my shoes. I purposely don't wear a stitch underneath. I want to feel the fabric against my tits and my pussy. I want to feel the danger of leaving like this. Barely clothed, a married woman running to fuck a schoolboy. A teacher running to fuck her student. It makes me tingle everywhere. At a stoplight, I look around and then rub my pussy through the fabric of my shorts, thinking of you until the light turns green. I can barely stop myself from rubbing my pussy long enough to hit the gas because I want you so bad. I park just to the side of your house and check around again. The streets are empty. Everyone's at work or away for the holidays. Inside your house, I see a light and movement. I know it's you, and again I squirm. My nipples harden. I touch myself again through the thin fabric of my shorts and feel my skin go all prickly. I check around again. Here, I text you. Should I come in around back? I whimper, waiting for your response. You write back quickly, and I get this feeling you're as eager to do this as I am. Yes, you text. Door's open. I bite my lip and laugh. I'm going to have to walk quickly. A teacher walking around barely clothed in the early morning outside her best student's house would raise all sorts of suspicion. I don't care. If they want a real show, they would watch when I leave. Fucked out, sore, and smiling deliriously from getting pounded by your giant young dick. I close the door behind me and walk fast to your driveway, unrestrained tits jiggling, ass shaking as I hurry. I make my way around back. No one has seen me. I let out a sigh of relief. Then I take the first step up your back stairs. See you. The ache in my pussy stops me in my tracks. You look perfect. You're standing in the door, white t-shirt and short black gym shorts clinging to you. You're framed perfectly by the glass of the sliding door, and through it, I see every inch of your adorable body. You look every bit the part of a young pupil, except for one prominent difference: the obscene bulge in the front of your shorts. Your heart is a rock already, and the massive tool between your legs is aching to get free, twitching at the sight of the woman who made it her job to fuck you senseless. My mouth waters. My one hand involuntarily grabs my nipple. The other grips my cunt. I gasp. I could come right here just looking at you. Right there, outside on the steps, come on my hand, staring at your young muscles, your kind eyes, your boyish face that masks a fucking demon in bed who makes me come like nobody else ever has. I whisper, "Hi." You smiled shyly to do the same. Fuck. You look so innocent right now. I know it'll change once you're inside me, and I tremble at the thought. My body remembering the first time your hands touched my bare skin and our lips grazed each other. How you slowly let yourself be prodded from gentle respect to powerful growling thrusts. How I screamed your name under you that day. My own bed shaking and squeaking underneath me as you fucked me harder and harder. As I bucked my hips to meet your thrusts, our mutual need changing us into fucking animals. My bare cunt underneath my shorts remembers the thrill of gripping your absurdly thick cock. My mouth and skin remember the taste and heat of your cum as you pulled out and ejaculated all over my face and tits, rope after rope of your load covering me, marking me, mingling with the sweat and heat of my body from coming over and over again on your cock. I walk up the stairs towards you, obsessed, blinded by lust, consumed by the need to be fucked. You slide the door open and I step in. The chill of the house makes my nipples stand up even harder, clearly poking through the thin fabric of my meager blouse. You close the door behind me. We lock eyes. Hi. Are we alone? Good. Fuck, I need you. I need you so fucking bad I had to come over. All I could think about was fucking you. Did you need me, baby? Do you need me as bad as I fucking need my gorgeous body? Ugh, this unbelievable cock. Fuck, I missed you so much. I know it's only been a week since we last fucked, but I've thought about you every day. I fucked myself every day thinking about you. Coming while whispering your name. Thinking about your arms. Your face. Your strong hands. Oh, your long, thick cock. Please tell me you were dreaming about me. Please. Please tell me you were thinking about these. My tits are just waiting for you and my cunt. My tight, trimmed, wet fucking cunt waiting to be fucked just by you. Oh, fuck yes. You feel how wet I am, baby? I almost made myself come on the way here. I was so fucking wet. I didn't wear panties either. No underwear at all. I was so horny for you, I couldn't fucking think straight. Ah, that's right. Oh, rub my cunt. Oh, you like it when your teacher says cunt, huh? Oh, this is so wrong. This is so fucking wrong. A boy your age should not be this good at turning me on, at making me come. It's so wrong. But I need you to fuck me. I need it. I need every inch of that fucking dick inside me right now. Oh, fuck, you're so good at that. Oh, kiss my tits. Oh, kiss my tits for me, baby. Oh, fuck, I need this cock. Get your clothes off. Now. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I love that. I love seeing that big, heavy dick every time. Come here. I'm gonna suck it. God, you taste amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, eat my pussy. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck, you're amazing. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, I can't take it. Fuck. Sit here. I'm gonna fuck you right now. I'm gonna ride that big fucking dick right now. I'm gonna take every inch of this dick, baby. Every fucking inch. And I'm gonna let you do something we haven't done yet. I'm gonna let you come inside me. I'm gonna ride that fucking... I'm gonna ride that fucking cock and let you come deep inside me. Would you like that, baby? Would you like to come deep inside teacher's married pussy and make it yours? You wanna shoot all that hot fucking cum deep inside me? Oh, empty these balls like you always do, but this time deep. Deep inside your teacher's cunt. God, look how fucking hard you are now. Oh, you feel my hands stroking your dick right now? Your dick all slick with my spit. You feel that metal? That cold little spot? That's my wedding ring. That's right, my wedding ring, you adorable boy. Because I don't care that I'm your teacher or that I'm married. I'm fucking yours now. I want you to feel my wedding ring against your skin so that you know I don't care how wrong this is. I'm yours. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Oh, fuck. My cunt is practically dripping. God, I need to get fucked by you so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it's so good. Oh, this cock is so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good having my pussy filled like this. Oh, yeah. You're amazing, baby. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, you're amazing. Fuck, I've never been this wet before. Oh, never. Oh, I'm so full of your fucking cock. Yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me, you gorgeous boy. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you just made me come so fucking hard. Oh, I need you to feel you. I need to feel you come in me. Oh, I need to feel you come in me. Yes, baby, I'm serious. I want you to. So bad. So fucking bad. I've wanted you to ever since I saw you. I want you to fill me with all that cum and make me yours. Please, baby. Come in me. Oh, come in me. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's it. Yeah. Oh, right. Fuck me hard. Oh, yeah. Fuck me as hard as you need to. I can fucking take it. I take every fucking inch. Fuck. Fuck. God, I love the look on your face when you fuck me. God, I want you to fuck me every day. Every day, all year. Every fucking time I'm alone, I want to be with you, making you come. Oh, God, you deserve it, baby. You deserve to be fucking coming in me. Yes, that's it. I'm close again. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Come when I come, baby. Come with me, please. Oh, fill me with your cum. Fill me with your red hot cum. Fill me with your red hot cum. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. There's so much cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking cum in me. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, that was fucking amazing. Oh, that was the best orgasm I've had in years. Fuck. Fuck, I can't leave like this. How long are your parents gone? Okay. I think we should go up to your room and do this for the rest of the day.